Now let me bring out just a couple things here, and then we may go further. We may be here to rest of the night. I don't know. Notice, I'm going to read again. I'm going to get here so I can see it in my Bible, on my pad here. I'm going to back up to verse 3. I want to read that again from the Ephesian account. I mean, not Ephesian, Passion Translation, from the third verse. I don't know why I got 3. I need 1. I don't know what I... All right, come on, Jimmy. There we go. Notice, it says in verse 2, I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who has been made what? Holy by being one with who? Jesus, the anointed one. Then he tells us in verse 3, every spiritual blessing. Where? Notice where it's at. Every spiritual blessing in heaven, in the heavenly realm, has already been lavished upon us. Already. All right, let's. You remember it says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, if not yourselves a gift of God. Remember that? See, when you got born again, you was born out of, you didn't come out of this natural world. You came out of the spirit. Every blessing that he crowned you with or gave you came out of the realm of the spirit. Your wealth came out of the realm of the spirit. Your increase came out of the realm of the spirit. Your peace, your joy, it came out of the realm of the spirit. But we try to measure those things with natural things. A dollar bill can't tell you how rich you are. Your faith tells you how rich you are. Because it came from the word. That's Romans 10:8 says, Paul was preaching, so that said Romans 8:10, put that up there for me. Let's look at that real quick. Romans 10:8, I got it backward. Romans 10:8. So what says it? But what says it? What? The word is where? The word is not the even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is what? What kind of word? Word of faith, which we preach. If you don't preach the word, no faith can be released. Faith cannot be exercised with an unknown will of God. The will of God has to be known in that area for faith to be exercised for what is said. If you don't know what the will of God is, you can't exercise faith. Faith will operate in the will of, where the will of God is known. Amen. So, but what says it? He's telling you the word is well, nigh thee, even in thy mouth. If I read it, it's in my mouth. If I believe it, it's in my heart. And this is what we preach, but most too many times, other stuff has been preached to us. And you hear things like God, not a healer. God don't heal today. When the last apostle died, all this passed away. You hear all kinds of stuff, but you can't find none of those things in the scripture. And if we don't bring light to this, because we're trying to operate a spiritual thing with a natural thing, and it won't work. Natural never rule over spiritual. Spiritual always rule over natural. Natural can't go into the realm of the spirit, but the spirit can come over into the realm of the natural. So when you got born again, you became a person like God. You are not God, but you are God. Product. God's son, God's daughter, God's children. You're just like the one that God raised from the dead. The difference between you, he is divine and you're not. What do you mean? He has no beginning, you do. But you're divinely connected to him. So you become just like him. And when you understand all of the riches of God came from the word of God. But we want to put it over here. And that's why he brought forth gold, pearl, jasper. It all came from the word of God. And when you understand this, who you are, the authority that you have is in God. And then Christ is where? He's in me. And then I have to learn how to operate in this realm of faith, because if I try to operate it with my feeling, with my physical being, with my reasoning, it will never work for me. Faith says what God says. No matter what the circumstance may be. You say, I'm hurting so bad, but faith says you heal. Amen. If you hook up with faith, hook up with the word and keep saying by faith, what the word said, that circumstance have to do what? It have to bow with me. But what happened, sometimes we'll say things a couple times, and because we haven't learned that, remember the couch and the chair? I don't know if it's a good analysis or not. But once you learn that a couch won't stack on a chair. Like these chairs, you can pick them up and stack them, but you can't stack a set a chair out there and stack a couch on this, it won't work. Once you understand that, then you'll know how to use faith, and then you notice what Peter said, 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, do what? Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. What happened? As when I get in the word and I stay in that word, I'm going to get past milk. But if I don't drink milk, I'm gonna be stuck. And if I mess around and leave milk and go to Blue John, y'all know what Blue John is? Some of y'all do. It's been stripped of all its substance. And as we used to go to the milk plant, cheese plant, we call it, and get that whey. That's all it was, Blue John. Didn't have any substance in it. So once you're a newborn babe and you stay with that milk, you're gonna grow past that. You've seen your kids do that in the natural. They grow past that milk, and they begin to want some meat. they'll cut some teeth. You look around, they uncut some teeth, and they want to chew some meat like you chewing.